And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Incoming British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged to serve the country with integrity and humility, adding he would work, quote, day in and day out to deliver for the British people. Sunak said the country faces a profound economic challenge.
We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together. Because that is the only way we will overcome the challenges we face and build a better, more prosperous future for our children.
Sunak will now be asked by King Charles III to form a government. He will become the prime minister in a handover of power from Liz Truss later Monday or on Tuesday. Sunak is the first person of color to hold the position, the first Hindu, and at 42, the youngest in 200 years. Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon and Labour Party Deputy Leader Angela Rayner both called for a general election Monday in the wake of former British Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak's move to UK Prime Minister. On the world front, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated incoming British Premier Rishi Sunak Monday on winning the contest to become the leader of Britain's Conservatives. He also tweeted special Diwali wishes to Sunak, a Hindu. Diwali is the Hindu festival of lights that symbolizes a victory of light over darkness. The streets of Kyiv were quiet Monday as the city recovered from Russia's heavy bombardment. Russian missiles rained down on cities across Ukraine, bringing fear and destruction to areas that had seen months of relative calm, an escalation in Moscow's war against its neighbor. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the attacks were in retaliation for a blast that damaged a showpiece bridge linking Russia to Crimea. This is VOA News. Airstrikes by Myanmar's military killed more than 60 people, including singers and musicians, attending an anniversary celebration of the Kachin ethnic minority's main political organization. This according to members of the group and a rescue worker on Monday. The reported attack comes 3 days before Southeast Asian foreign ministers are to hold a special meeting in Indonesia to discuss widening violence in Myanmar. The number of casualties at Sunday night's celebration appeared to be the most in a single air attack since the military seized power February of last year from the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. Prime Minister Yair Lapid said Monday that Israel would sign an historic agreement with Lebanon to demarcate the maritime border between the countries. That's 3 days from now. Israel and Lebanon, who are technically at war, agreed to terms earlier this month on the U.S. brokered deal that appears set to unlock production at Mediterranean gas fields. An Israeli court on Sunday cleared the way for its signing after rejecting petitions demanding the approval of Parliament. Lapid said he intended on bringing the deal to the Cabinet on Thursday for a vote. Jury selection has begun in the criminal tax case against former President Donald Trump's family business. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Manhattan prosecutors say the Trump Organization helped top executives avoid income taxes on job perks like rent-free apartments and luxury cars. Former President Donald Trump is not on trial and isn't expected to testify, but the judge and lawyers will likely be looking to keep people off the jury if they have unshakably strong feelings about the Republican. The trial is expected to center on the actions and testimony of longtime executive Alan Weisselberg, who pleaded guilty in August to taking in more than $1.7 million worth of untaxed perks from the company. Trump calls the probe a political witch hunt. The company says it played by the rules. Julie Walker, New York.
The pandemic has taken a toll on learning for America's children. The results of a national test show the largest decreases ever in math scores and reading scores dropped to 1992 levels. Nearly 40% of eighth graders failed to grasp basic math concepts, and not a single state saw a notable improvement in their average test scores. In recapping our top story, incoming British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak pledged to serve the country with integrity and humility, adding that he would work day in and day out to deliver for the British people. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.